BBC Learning English.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是菲菲。
And I'm Sam. Hello, everyone.
本期节目的问题来自听众 Greg， 他的问题是这样的：你好，请问 on the tree 和 in the tree 到底有哪些区别？On the playground 和 in the playground 的意思也是一样的吗 ？Thanks, Greg.
Yes, prepositions, and particularly in and on, when talking about place, can be tricky. So, Feifei, shall we start by looking at the basic difference between the two? Then we'll look at lots of examples.
Let's. 我们先来说说 in 和 on 的基本区别。介词 in 的意思是在一个地点、一片区域或封闭的立体空间内。介词 on 的意思是在物体的表面，突出说明物体之间被一个东西连接在一起。
So, in the case of a tree, leaves or flowers or fruit are connected to the tree. So we would use on. For example, in the autumn, the leaves on the trees change color.
是的，比如 leaves 树叶 ，flowers 花朵 ，fruit 果实，都是长在枝条上与树木相连的，所以要用 on the tree 来表示它们在树上。但要描述事物在树冠或枝条间的时候，就要用 in the tree。比如 ，My cat is in the tree and he won't come down。我的猫在树上不下来。这里 in the tree 表示猫在树枝上坐着，因为猫本身和树不是一体，没有连着。
Let's look at some more examples now, specifically with tree.
After the storm, there wasn't much blossom left on the cherry tree. There is lots of ripe fruit on the trees in the orchard. Let's go pick some. The little boy started crying when his balloon got stuck in a tree. Can you see the beautiful blue and yellow bird sitting in the tree?
所以搭配 in the tree 和 on the tree 的意思完全不同。区别它们最好的方法是想一想物体本身和树之间是不是连为一体。接着我们来看问题中的第二组搭配 in the playground 和 on the playground, 都表示在操场上。
Is there a big difference, Feifei?
No, when we use in the playground and on the playground, there is hardly any difference. In the playground 和 on the playground 几乎没有区别。
Exactly. It really depends on your own definition of playground. If you are thinking of a playground as a two-dimensional area of space or a patch of ground, then use on.
对的，说到 playground, 如果你的脑海里出现的是一片平面的区域或地面，那就可以用 on the playground 表示在操场上。但如果你想象的 playground 是被围起来的户外的活动空间，而且装有大门，那就需要用 in the playground 来表示在操场上。
In the UK, our playgrounds tend to be distinct outdoor areas, often enclosed by a fence, so people probably use in the playground more for this reason. But again, both are correct and commonly used. Let's hear a couple of examples.
The kids spent hours in the playground today. They're exhausted. Where's your hat? Did you leave it on the playground?
Now, we thought it might be helpful to also introduce the difference between in the field and on the field here.
下面我们给大家补充一下 in the field 和 on the field 之间的区别。名词 field 的意思是种庄稼、饲养牲畜的田地或运动场。像 playground 一样 ,field 的周围也可能装有围栏和门。所以在表示在农田里、在田间的时候就要用介词 in。In the field, 或者 in a field.
Yes, so a farmer works in a field, or animals are kept in a field. If you hear someone say on the field, in this context, they probably mean on the ground or on the grass, referring to being connected to and touching the surface of the ground or grass.
那么他们很可能说的是在地面上或在草地上，强调物体与地面或草地直接接触。来听三个例句，例句中用 in a field 或 in the field 来表示在地里。
Most of the sheep are grazing in the field. Only a few are lying on the grass. We try to work in the field early in the morning as it gets too hot later in the day. Please don't leave the tools out in the field overnight. They will get rusty if left on the ground.
But if we change the context from agriculture to sport, it's common to hear on the field, isn't it, Feifei?
是的，名词 field 还可以指运动场。那么在运动场上所对应的搭配就是 on the field。比如 the players and coaches are on the field。
Of course, if you want to be more specific, depending on the sport, you can say on the football pitch or on the golf course, but it's also correct just to say on the field. Let's hear a couple of examples.
After a red card, we only had 10 players on the field. When his team won, the coach joined the players on the field.
好了，在听了我们以上的讲解后，希望大家对介词 in 和 on 的使用方法有了更好的理解。
Yes, thank you for another great question. And remember that if you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us too at questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
你也可以通过微博私信向我们提问，我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。谢谢收听你问我答节目，下期再会。
Bye bye everyone.
BBC Learning English.